K-E-A-A-Z-N, have you added to the list, and we'll be down to you here shortly. Just a couple more people to go before we get to you. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Tom, N-8-E-U-I, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N-8-E-U-I. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well again tonight. I don't know what kind of whether you want to call this. It's been up and down. Kind of a late fall kind of thing going on. I guess it's supposed to cool off later this week, and next week I think it's supposed to be in this low 20s, upper teens, I don't know, something like that. So praise for that when it will be back. But as far as the poser question, I guess I never gave much thought. I have some ham radio friends in the thumb, but I have to coordinate ahead of time what frequency, in case I have to get back to them, probably on 80 meters. But my mom and family don't live too far away. They live only an hour and a half, so when I guess in the worst-case scenario, I would just get in the truck or car and drive over to them to check on them. But it's about it for me, what I would do in case of a situation like that. But if the internet goes out, there goes email. Even Echolink wouldn't work because the Echolink system doesn't travel that far in the thumb area, and it'd have to be a system for somebody to repeat. They'd have to hear us from the thumb, so it wouldn't work. So let me break real quick.